It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
And we are on. Thank you for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings, who are 0-1 on the season, against the Wood Memorial Lady Trojans, who are 2-1 on the year. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're up here at Oklahoma City at Wood Memorial High School for this matchup between the two schools. It'll be a pretty good ball game. Both teams are pretty level across the board, really. And it'll be a very exciting matchup. Coming into this game last night, North Posey played Gibson Southern, defending state champions from last year's Class 3A, and only lost to them 57-53. And the Lady Vikings, actually, they led the whole first half. Then at the end of the third quarter, they got knocked out. So, but all in all, I take it as a win, really, that game for the Lady Vikings, and hopefully they can build from that game and go forward. So, very good win there for the Lady Vikings. Last night, when Memorial played North Davies, and they defeated them 51-22, and they improved their season record to 2-1. Two coaches on the game for both teams, both first-year coaches. Kevin Kolb is first-year coach for North Posey. He's currently 0-1. He's only coached one game, and that was last night. Then for Wood Memorial, they got Whitney Malin Powers. She's 2-1 in her first year with Wood Memorial. So we got two. Basically, rookie coaches coming into this, this season for both schools. The last time these two teams played, that was last year at the Toyota Teamwork Challenge, and Wood Memorial beat North Posey 34-21. That was on December 22nd of 2023. The series in the last 20 years, Wood Memorial's led the series 12-9. So. It's pretty even across the board, really. So on that, but then that's about it. But leading the way for these two teams, some of the top players in this game tonight are going to be Alyssa Heath for North Posey. She led them in scoring last season with 10.5 points, and in rebounds also with 6.5 a game as well. Mallory Lewick, she's a junior guard, plays the point guard position. She averaged 7.8 a game, and she led the team in steals and assists. She was also an All-PAC honorable mention last year. The other player is Jazz Ward. She's a forward. She comes last night. She came off the bench for her first night, and she averages 8.1 points per game and second rebounding of 5.2 for the Lady Vikings. Very good ball player as well inside the paint. So for Wood Memorial, they are led by Katie Seaver. She's a senior forward, averaged 12.7 points a game, and she had 8.8 rebounds in contests last year. She was an all-blue chip conference nominee, and she was all-state honorable mention last year. The other key player for Wood Memorial is Bailey Schoonover. She's a junior guard. She averaged 9.3 a game and 4.5 rebounds per contest for regional champions last year for the Lady Trojans and also state tournament. So, but that's the breakdown of it. Other games going on tonight in the PAC and also in the Blue Chip Conference. Wood Memorial's in the Blue Chip Conference. We had a couple games going on so far earlier today. Tecumseh beat Evansville Christian 55-47. That game went to overtime. Boonville beat Harrison 46-38. Then Gibson Southern beat Indianapolis Bishop Chittard 61-43. And Evansville Wright beat Southridge 58-28. At the Southridge Tournament. Other games going on tonight in the PAC are Forest Park at Lagodi, Heritage Hills at Jasper, and North Posey at Wood Memorial. So those are the games going on in the PAC today. As for the Blue Chip Conference, they had South Knox beat Cordon Central 56-48 at the Cordon Central Tournament. Also tonight is the Forest Park Lagodi playing tonight. That would be a pretty good game as well for the Blue Chip Conference. So we're going to step away for a moment for a small break, and when we come back, I will bring you the tonight's starting lineups. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM. Lady Vikings basketball.
Attention Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245 dock fee. Dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GM. Residential restrictions may apply. Excludes previous offer. See dealer for details.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville. This Saturday is Ladies' Day at JT's Hardware in Poseyville from 10 until 2 o'clock. There will be door prizes, games, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Also, local vendors with homemade goods for you to check out. All at JT's Hardware's Ladies' Day, coming up this Saturday from 10 until 2 o'clock, 29 West Main Street in Poseyville.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
And we are back. Thank you for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Memorial Lady Trojans. Starting lineups tonight for this game, for North Posey, will be junior center number 12, Alyssa Heath. Then we're going to have junior point guard number 3, Mallory Lugs. Then junior guard number 32, Ellie Jo Johnson. Another guard, junior number 14, Addie Murphy. And the other forward is junior number 20, Ella Weatherholt. And they are coached by Kevin Cole. For Wood Memorial, they're coached by... they went black here real quick. All right. Lady Trojans starting lineup is number 14, Katie Seaver, the forward. Next is number 34, Macy Bigham. Then we got guard number 22, Bailey Schoonover. We got forward number 32, Addie Phillips. And rounding out their starting lineup is number 13, Berkeley Collins. And they are coached. Wait a minute, I lost it there again. There we go. And they were coached by Whitney Powers. So they, and she's also in her first year, so it's going to be a very good game here tonight between these two schools. And sorry for the hiccup there. They turned the lights out during the starting lineup there, and I could not see my paperwork whatsoever, so apologize for that. But if you just join us, we're going to start the tip-off of this game between North Posey and Wood Memorial. And we are about ready to go. We got Katie Seaver jumping up against Alyssa Heath from the jump ball. Should be a very good game tonight between these two schools. Wood Memorial's 2-1. North Posey's 0-1. Lady Vikings only loss was to state champion last year, Gibson Southern. But it was a very close game. And looks like we're going to have another jump ball. No, we didn't. North Posey was able to recover the jump ball. Addie Murphy's got the ball, strides inside the paint there, passes it back out to Lugs, over to Johnson. Johnson takes a dribble, passes it in the middle there to Weatherholt, but Chinover was able to get a hand in there and knock it away. Katie Seaver's bringing the ball to court for Memorial. She passes it over to Bailey Chinover. Chinover gets it to Bigham. Bigham out to Seaver. Seaver gives it to the corner there to number 13, Collins. 34, Bigham's got the ball, gives it in the middle to Seaver. Seaver takes a jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath gets the ball to court. Gets it to Mallory Lewis. Lewis drives inside the paint there, and she passes it back out to Heath. Heath takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Lewis. Lewis gets the ball outside the three-point line to Murphy. Murphy throws in the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with the basket. Rolls in. Good. Two-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 2-0, North Posey. Memorial brings the ball to court. We got Addie Phillips. Got across the 10-second line. She gets a passes to Bigham back to Phillips. Over in the other corner to Schoonover. Schoonover takes a dribble. Lost it to Phillips, but Collins is able to recover it. So Katie Seaver's got the ball outside the three-point line. She passes it out almost midcourt there to Phillips. Back over to Seaver. Seaver passes to Schoonover. Phillips has got the ball outside the three-point line. All the passes are right outside the top of the key there. Down to 6:24 left here, first quarter. North Posey leads 2-0. Phillips drives in the lane there. Gets it over to... Schoonover. Lost track of couldn't see who the number was. Phillips takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. And we got a 30-second timeout by North Posey. So... it's just a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay here. We're not going to go to commercial in a 30-second timeout. So we'll just keep it here on the air. If you're just joining us, we just started. It's 6:04 left here, first quarter. North Posey leads 2-0 over Wood Memorial. Very good night to have for basketball. Both two good teams playing tonight. They will meet again also later on in the season at the Toyota Teamwork Challenge during right after Christmas. So, and that game actually will be on neutral court for the first time in quite a while. That'll be played at Princeton High School, so they'll be playing on neutral court for this next the next round they play. Or Posey will inbound the ball. Addie Murphy's going to inbound the ball to Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson's bringing the ball up the court. She gets across the 10-second line. Johnson hands it off to Lugs. Lugs goes around the top of the key, passes it over to Murphy. Murphy takes a few dribbles, pivots, goes around, hands it off to Heath. Heath goes down the baseline, throws it back out to Johnson. Johnson takes a shot. It's up. It's good. Two-point basket by Ellie Jo Johnson. 4-0, North Posey. 5:39 left here, first quarter. Seaver takes the dribble, loses it. Mallory Lugs is able to steal it. She's driving up the court. Passes out to Heath. He takes a shot down the baseline. Up, it's good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 6-0, North Posey. 5:23 left here, first quarter. And we got a foul there. Berkeley Collins was fouled. That foul was on Addie Murphy, and that's going to be her first personal foul, first team foul of the quarter. Coming in the game for North Posey is number 23, Jazz Ward, and number 5, Kylie Bender. They're coming in the game for Weatherholt and Murphy. Addie Phillips bringing the ball to court. She gets across the 10-second line. She passes over to Schoonover. Schoonover looks, winds it, passes it back to Collins. Collins gives it back, shooting over, and loses it, and it's going to be over and back on Wood Memorial. So another costly turnover there by the Lady Trojans. 5:01 left here, first quarter. North Posey leads 6-0 early on. Lady Vikings trying to pick up where they left off at last year. Schoonover was able to steal the ball from Alyssa Heath. Schoonover drives down the lane, lays one up on the glass, and it's good. Bailey Schoonover, two-point basket, 6-2, North Posey. 4:40 left here, first quarter. Johnson's got the ball for North Posey. She gets it outward to Lugs. Lugs does like a little hook shot. She throws it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Mallory Lugs. 8-2, North Posey. 4:27 left here, first quarter. And Collins tried to get around Johnson and Lewis, but I think Johnson's got to get called for the foul on that play. Well, they're going to call it on Mallory Lewis, on Lewis, so it's going to be her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter. Coming in the game for Wood Memorial is number 23, Miley Roden. She's going to come in the game for Addie Phillips. Bringing the ball to court is Berkeley Collins for Wood Memorial. And Johnson just stole the ball from her. Whoa. I don't know which way that went. That foul was on number 13, Berkeley Collins. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Wood Memorial. 4:12 left there, first quarter. North Posey leads 8-2 over Wood Memorial. Lugs handling the ball. She passed the top of the key to Jazz Ward. Ward passes it over to the other side to Johnson. Johnson drives right down the middle, lays it up on the glass. It's good. Ellie Jo Johnson, two-point basket. 10-2, North Posey. And North Posey just stole the ball from inbounds. And we're going to have a jump ball there. So, in the jump ball, it's going to go, possession arrow is going to go to Wood Memorial. So, 10-2, we got another timeout here by Wood Memorial. I'm not sure if it's a 30-second or a... It's going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a break as well. 10-2, North Posey, 3:51 left, first quarter. You're listening to WPIW, 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
Attention Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon,
open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
And we are back. Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Vikings basketball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Wood Memorial Gymnasium between the Lady Vikings and Riposte and the Wood Memorial Trojans. 3:51 left here, first quarter. Riposte leads 10-2 over Wood Memorial. Lady Vikings look good so far. They're in a full court press right now on Wood Memorial. Ripley Collins passes over to Begum. Begum gets it in the middle there to Katie Seaver. Seaver lost it. She's on the ground. And Riposte able to steal it. Heath was able to steal it, and she was fouled going up by Macy Begum. So Bigum's going to get her first personal foul. And that's going to be the second team foul of the quarter for Wood Memorial. Going the line for two free throw shots will be Alyssa Heath. So good. So that was a good move there by Heath. Heath goes up. That's a good first free throw shot. It was good. So 11-2 now, Riposte. Heath's going to take her second free throw shot. Goes up. And it's also good. So she goes 2-for-2 there at the line on that play. 12-2 Riposte over Wood Memorial. 3:41 left here, first quarter. Memorial's having trouble getting the ball inbounds. Katie Seaver bringing the ball up the court. She gets trapped in the corner there. And she stepped on the line, and it's going to be another Wood Memorial turnover. So good defense there and good full court press there by the Lady Vikings. So Lady Vikings inbound the ball at the half court. Johnson right across the 10-second line for the Lady Vikings. Kylie Bender's got the ball. Bender tries to drive in down the lane there, but she decides to kick it back out to Heath. Heath throws it over the top of the key to Lugs over another side to Johnson. Johnson tried to bounce pass it in the middle there to Ward, but Eddie Phillips is able to stop, get in front of it. Collins took a three-point shot there and missed it. Riposte coming up the court pretty quick. Lugs tried to throw a bounce pass into Heath, and it was deflected by Wood Memorial. And now we got a jump ball. So it's going to be Riposte ball here with 2:59 left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings do lead by the score of 12-2. Got another substitution. Ella Weatherholt and Addie Murphy are back in the game now. They came in the game for Alyssa Heath and Mallory Lewis. Give them a break. Jazz Ward's got the ball. She throws her in the corner there. Baseline to Addie Murphy. And we got a foul. I believe that's on number 34. 34, Macy Bigham. That's going to be her second personal foul. Oh, that's on Jazz Ward. So Jazz Ward got her first personal foul. They called it on Ward. It was an offensive foul. Schoonover drives down the middle there, and she's going to be fouled on that play. That's going to be also another foul on Jazz Ward. That's going to be her second foul. That's two quick fouls in a row there on Ward. So they're bringing Taryn Wilson in the game. She's at the bench right now, getting her check in. Schoonover's taking her first free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. Haley Schoonover has her third point of the game. She's got all 3 points of Wood Memorials here in the first quarter. Coming in the game for Riposte is number 4, Karen Wilson. She came in the game for Jazz Ward. Taking her second free throw shot is Schoonover, and it's no good. Rebounded by Addie Phillips. Phillips tried to make a pass, and it went out. It went off the leg of a Riposte player, and it's going to be Wood Memorial ball. So 2:43 left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings lead 12-3 over Wood Memorial. Inbounding the ball is Macy Bigham for Wood Memorial. Bigham still trying to find an open player. She's about to get the 5-second call on her, and she got it inbounds in time. Schoonover's got the ball. She gets it over to Phillips. Phillips back to Schoonover. Schoonover still on the ball. She gets over to Casey. We're in the baseline there. Back out to the top of the key. Phillips has got the ball now. Phillips takes a dribble. And we got another Riposte foul. And that foul is going to be on number 5, Kylie Bender. And that's going to be Bender's first personal foul. And it's a fifth team foul now. So Wood Memorial should be going to the line now for two free throw shots. That's the fifth foul of the quarter. Down 2:27 left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings got a 9-point lead, 12-3. Addie Phillips is going to the line now for the Wood Memorial. Take her first free throw shot. It goes up, and it's good. That's Phillips' first point of the game. 12-4 is your score. Phillips getting ready to take her second free throw shot. She goes up. Release the ball, and it's also good. So she goes 2-for-2 there at the line. And score now is 12-5, Moore Posey. Wilson's got the ball, and Wilson just got called for double dribble. So another, that's a turnover there by Moore Posey. But Memorial's going to get the ball back here with 2:20 left here in the first quarter. Eddie Vikings leads by 7 points at 12-5. Schoonover bringing the ball at the court for Wood Memorial. Schoonover gets across the 10-second line. She almost lost it to Ellie Jo Johnson there. She was able to recover it. Phillips drove in lane, kicked it back out, gave it over to Katie Seaver. Seaver gives it back out to Phillips. Oh, the top of the key to Schoonover. Schoonover back to Phillips. Phillips takes a 3-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Addie Murphy. Murphy gets the ball up the court pretty quick. Bender drives down the baseline there. She turns the ball over. Wood Memorial's able to get the ball back. Bigham bring the ball up the court pretty quick. Phillips drives in the lane there, gets it to Schoonover. Schoonover goes up with a basket, and she's going to get fouled. And that foul looks like it's going to be on Weatherholt, and it is. It's going to be Ella Weatherholt. That's going to be her first personal foul. First, that's going to be the 16th foul of the quarter for Marposi. So going to the line is Bailey Schoonover, and that's going to be her. She's going to the line for the second time tonight. She's 1-for-2 at the line tonight so far. Takes her first free throw shot. It goes up, and it's no good. Schoonover has 3 points in the game tonight for Wood Memorial. She leads them right now in scoring. Throws her second shot up, and it's good. So she goes 1-for-2 there at the line. 12-6. Moore Posey leads. 1:40 left here, first quarter. Ellie Jo Johnson passes over to Taryn Wilson. Wilson gets it over to Weatherholt. Weatherholt passes it over in the corner to Johnson. Johnson drives in the lane there. Johnson just lost it. Johnson lost the ball to Wood Memorial's Addie Phillips. And Seaver brings the ball to court. Schoonover, no, Phillips is handling the ball right now for Wood Memorial. Gets the ball on the Schoonover. Schoonover lays it up but misses it. Moore Posey coming to court. Ellie Jo Johnson's dribbling the ball. Johnson still able to recover. Hold on to it. Gets the ball to Murphy. Murphy takes a 3-point shot. It's up. It's good. 3-point basket by Addie Murphy. 15-6, Moore Posey. 52 seconds left here in the first quarter. And Wood Memorial just threw a pass, and it went off the hands of Addie Phillips. It's going to be another turnover by the Lady Trojans. 48.4 seconds left. Moore Posey going to inbound the ball at midcourt. Ellie Jo Johnson's bringing across the 10-second line. Passes it over to Taryn Wilson. Wilson takes one dribble. Gets it to Weatherholt. Weatherholt almost got it stolen, but was able to recover it. Somebody needs to come open there. Addie Murphy gets the ball. She got away from her defender. Pass it over to Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson gives it to Bender. Bender takes a 3-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Wilson. Wilson gets a block. Gets a block on her. And Weatherholt turned around and got taken away from her by Addie Phillips. 15 seconds left here in the quarter. And good defensive stop there by Kylie Bender. It's still going to be Wood Memorial ball with 12.7 seconds left here, first quarter. Moore Posey got a 15-6 lead on Wood Memorial. Down to 11 seconds now on the clock. Addie Phillips still handling the ball, down 6 now on the clock. Gets in the middle there to... That was an easy foul there. 7/10 of a second. Moore Posey got called for a foul there. Ellie Jo Johnson's got to get called for the foul on that play. That's going to be Johnson's first personal foul. Going the line is number 23, Molly Roden. Roden, she missed her first free throw shot. Roden's getting her to take her second free throw shot. Goes up, and it's good. So she goes 1-for-2 there at the line.
Johnson takes it one full court, and she missed it. But end of the first quarter, North Posey leads by the score of 15-7. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
Attention Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
And we are back. Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I am Chris Marlin, bringing you live action tonight from Memorial Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Little Memorial Lady Trojans. Getting ready to start the second quarter. And looks like North Posey, Little Memorial's going to get the ball to start off the second quarter. Lady Vikings lead this game 15-7 if you're just joining us. North Posey looks pretty good so far. They made a couple little you know, turnovers. But otherwise, they played pretty good so far here in the second quarter. Addie Phillips has got the ball for Little Memorial. She's being guarded by Mallory Lewis. Passes it back over to Macy Bigham. Bigham gives it to Schoonover. Schoonover passes over to the other side to Seaver. Seaver gives it to Bigham in the middle to Schoonover. Schoonover throws it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Bailey Schoonover. 15-9 is your score. North Posey leads. 7:38 left here, second quarter. In the game now is Izzy Hallam. She's coming to the game now. She's a freshman. Comes in the game for North Posey. Weatherholt got the ball. Gives it to Murphy. Murphy still dribbling the ball. Passes it on the corner baseline there to Weatherholt. Back out to Murphy. Murphy takes a dribble. Gives it out to Lewis. Lewis almost out to the half-court line. She gives it over to Hallam. Hallam still hands the ball. Gives it to Weatherholt. Weatherholt passes it to Lewis over to Hallam. Hallam takes a few dribbles. Pass it back to Lewis. Down 6:56 left on the clock now in the second quarter. Murphy's got the ball. She's got a pick there from Heath. Murphy tried to go up the shot but missed it and was rebounded by Roden for Wood Memorial. Macy Biggins got the ball for Wood Memorial. She threw it in the middle there to Seaver, and Alyssa Heath knocked it out of bounds. Oh, and it went off the hands of Wood Memorial's Katie Seaver. So it's going to be North Posey ball. 6:38 left here, second quarter. Lady Vikings have a 15-9 lead. Still looking good. Woods gets the ball to Murphy. Murphy bounce passes it to Weatherholt. Weatherholt still dribbling the ball. Gets in the middle to Heath. Heath lays it on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 17-9 is your score. North Posey leads. 6:11 left here, second quarter. Makes a big and gets the ball to Katie Seaver. Seaver gets it across 10-second line. Seaver passes over to Roden. Roden's being guarded by Izzy Howden. Seaver lays it on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Katie Seaver. That's her first points of the game. 17-11, North Posey. 5:54 left here, second quarter. We're in a corner to Addie Murphy. Murphy takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Katie Seaver. North Posey has a six-point lead here. 5:42 left here, second quarter. Gives it to Schoonover. Schoonover passes it over to Bigham. Bigham still just holding the ball. Takes her first dribble. And guarded by Weatherholt. Hands the ball off to Katie Seaver. Seaver drives in the lane there. Lays it on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Katie Seaver. North Posey cannot let her get warmed up. That's two straight baskets in a row by Katie Seaver. She's their leading scorer. Baseline over to Heath. Lewis takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 20-13, North Posey. 5 minutes exactly left here in the first half. Schoonover takes a shot. She banks it on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Izzy Hallam.
Allen gets the ball up the court to Weatherholt. Weatherholt passes it back out to Lewig. Lewig goes in lane, kicks it out to Allen. Allen takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Addie Phillips. Phillips gets the ball to Seaver. Seaver's bringing the ball up the court for Will Memorial. She gets across the 10-second line. Gets the ball to Addie Phillips. Phillips kicks it back out. Being guarded by Mallory Lewig. Lewig. Still Gardner. Phillips still dribbling the ball. Down under 4 minutes and 20 seconds left here in the half. Billy Shinor has the ball. She hands it off to Seaver. Seaver being guarded by Alyssa Heath. Seaver tries to drive in the lane there, and it's going to be a foul on Alyssa Heath. Looks like. And that's going to be a foul on Alyssa Heath. And that's going to be our first personal foul. That'll be the first team foul of the quarter for North Posey. A lot of substitutions coming in the game right now. We got Ellie Jo Johnson coming in the game. Jazz Ward's back in the game. Looks like Kylie Bender's back in the game. So, a different players coming in the game. And that went off. That was a good defensive move there by North Posey's Heath and Ward. And they knocked the ball off of Wood Memorial player and got the ball back. So, 4:10 left here in the quarter. 20-13. North Posey leads. Johnson handling the ball for Lady Vikings. Gets the ball to Heath. Heath takes a shot, goes off the grass, and Seaver is able to rebound it. Seaver bringing the ball to court for Will Memorial. Down to 3:47 left on the clock. 20-13, North Posey leads. Seaver got the ball back. She passed it on the corner there to Roden. Roden takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson throws the ball up the court to Mallory Lewis. Lewis gets the ball to Johnson. Heath takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 23-13 now is your score. I suppose you got it back up to 10 points now again. Actually, that's our biggest lead of the night. Memorial's got the ball. Gets it into Phillips. Phillips being heavily guarded. Get the ball to Seaver. Seaver throws it on the glass. It's good. Good shot there by Katie Seaver. 23-15 is your score. And North Posey tried to throw the ball up the court, but Will Memorial is able to get it back. Bailey Schoonover is able to steal the ball back for Will Memorial. Roden gets the ball in the middle to Schoonover. Schoonover throws it on up, and she was fouled. And she's going to go line for two shots. And that foul was on number three. Mallory Lewigs. Lewigs, that's her second personal foul. Look at her for one. Schoonover takes the first free throw shot. It is good. Schoonover now has 7 points in the game. 23-16 is your score. 2:50 left here, second quarter. Schoonover takes her second free throw shot. It goes off the rim. No good. Rebounded by North Posey. Jazz Ward was able to get the rebound. She had to fight for it. You get the ball in the middle there to Heath. And Heath just got fouled by Addie Phillips. That's going to be Phillips' first personal foul and the first team foul of the quarter for Memorial. Heath takes her first free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. Score now is 24-16. North Posey, 2:39 left here in the second quarter. Heath getting ready to take her second free throw shot. Goes up. Rolls in. It's good. She just goes 2 for 2 there at the line. 25-16 is your score. North Posey leads by 9 points here. 2:35 left here in the first half. Schoonover throws it up to Seaver. Seaver tries to throw it up. And she is missed it. And then North Posey was trying to come to the court, and Weatherholt was fouled, trying to pass the ball to Lewigs. And that was on Macy Begum. And that's her second personal foul now. And that's the second team foul of the quarter for Wood Memorial. 2:25 left here, first half. North Posey has a 9-point lead. Lewigs handling the ball. She bounced past it to Heath. He throws in the middle there to Weatherholt, back out to Murphy. He just gives the ball to Heath. Heath gives the ball to Weatherholt, or on the other side to Bender. Bender gives the ball to Heath. He takes one dribble, gives it to Lugs. Lugs bounce passes it to Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball to Addie Murphy, down to 1:52 left on the clock. She hands it off to Heath. Heath was going to take a three-point shot and decided not to. Gets the ball to Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball to Lugs. Bender drives in the lane there. Throws one on the glass, no good. Rebounded by Macy Bigham. Bigham bringing the ball up the court for Memorial. Gets the ball over to Bailey Schoenover. Schoenover gets the ball out to Addie Phillips. Phillips passes it over to Bigham. Bigham gets in the middle there. Tried to throw it in the middle there to Seaver, but North Pose will be able to recover it. Somebody got a hand on the ball. They get the ball in the middle to Heath, and Bigham was just fouled. I mean, Heath was just fouled by Bigham, Macy Bigham. That's going to be Bigham's third personal foul. And the Wilbur Memorial fans are irate on that call. Even the coach stomped her feet on that one. So Bigham just got her third personal foul. He's going to go to the line for two free throw shots. They thought it was a clean swipe from the ball. He missed her first free throw. She missed that first free throw shot. So Heath's going to take her second free throw shot. Goes up. And it's good. So Heath goes 1-for-2 there at the line on that one. 26-16 is your score. North Posey leads by 10 points. 1:15 left here in the half. Memorial's Schoenover's got the ball. She takes a shot on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Addie Murphy. Murphy throwing the ball. Of course, gets it over to Mallory Lewis. Lewis gets the ball to Chloe Kershaw. And Kershaw lost the ball. Memorial's bringing the ball to court. Katie Seaver's got the ball. She drives in the paint there. Lays it on the glass. No good. And we got a jump ball. And the jump ball looks like the possession was going to North Posey. It is. So 43.2 seconds left. Lady Vikings lead 26-16 over Will Memorial. Mallory Lewis. Lewis bringing the ball to court. Lugs gets the ball across the 10-second line. Down to 34 seconds left. Looks like North Posey is probably just going to go for a last shot. And they are. Kershaw. And North Posey calls a timeout. So I'm not sure if it's a 30-second or a full timeout. I think it's a 30-second timeout. So we're just going to stay here. So also coming in the game for North Posey was number 30, Chloe Kershaw. She's a 5'6" guard. She's a freshman, and it's her first game playing varsity. So, put her on the roster. I mean, I put her on the score sheet here now. So she's on there with the rest of the Lady Vikings. And if you're just joining us, Lady Vikings have a 26-16 lead over Wood Memorial. Got 22 seconds left here in the first half. Lady Vikings look good so far. Wood Memorial fans. They were a little bit frustrated on a couple of referee calls. And you could really hear them on this side. So, but that's just typical basketball. That's the way things are, you know. It's basketball, so it happens. So inbound the ball is Addie Murphy. She's the ball in the bounce to Mallory Lewis. Lewis gets across 10-second line. Down to 17 seconds on the clock now. Down 16, 14 now. Luke's still handling the ball. She's being guarded by Schoenover. Fair watch a 5-second call on her. Luke's gets the ball to Kershaw. Gets the ball to Heath, and Heath just got fouled. And that foul is on room 32, Addie Phillips. That's her second personal foul. 3.6 seconds left. North Posey going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. So Lugs is going to inbound the ball for North Posey. 3.6 seconds left on the clock. She gets the ball inbounds to Murphy, and Murphy missed it, and that's the end of the half. At the halftime break, North Posey leads by the score of 26-16. We're going to step away for a moment for a few commercial breaks. When we come back, we'll bring you the scoring totals of the first half. And after that, we will bring you the third quarter of this game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Attention Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245.3 dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GM. Residential restrictions may apply. Excludes previous offer. See dealer for details.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5x12 feet, 10x12 feet, and massive 12x35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Thank you for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from War Memorial Gymnasium between Lady Vikings and the Lady Trojans at War Memorial. We're at halftime break right now. North Posey leads this game by the score of 26-16. Lady Vikings look good so far here in the first half. They in the first quarter they jumped out to a 15-7 lead at the end of that first quarter. North Posey outscored Wood Memorial 11-9 in the second quarter to take a 26-16 lead here at the half. This 10-point lead, they've had two times here in the game, and that's their biggest lead of this contest. So, very good. They're looking good so far. Not too bad. So, hopefully they play good here in the second half and get that first win of the season for Lady Vikings and also for Coach Culp in his first outing. I mean, first win as a head coach for the North Posey. So leading the way in scoring for North Posey, leading all scorers with 12 points is Alyssa Heath. She's got 12 points in the game. Then we got Mallory Lewis. She's got 5. Ellie Jo Johnson's got 4. Ella Weatherhole with 2. And Addie Murphy, she's got 3 points. So she had a 1 3-point basket. For Wood Memorial, they're led by Bailey Schoonover with 7 points. Katie Siever with 6 points. All hers were in the second quarter. Addie Phillips got 2 points. And Molly Roden with 1 point. That's the scoring right now for Wood Memorial. So pretty good game so far. Still kind of close. It's still close. It's a 10-point. Morposi leads by 10 points, and they could, you know, it's still close, and there's still a chance Will Memorial could make a good run here in the second half to, you know, possibly could take a lead. But hopefully Morposi holds them off and plays tough in the second half and gets that first win of the season. So we'll see what happens here in this outing. But we're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll bring you the second half. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Attention Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245.3 dealer returns. All applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GM. Residential restrictions may apply. Excludes previous offer. See dealer for details.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5x12 feet, 10x12 feet, and massive 12x35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville. This Saturday is Ladies Day at JT's Hardware in Poseyville from 10 until 2 o'clock. There will be door prizes, games, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Also, local vendors with homemade goods for you to check out. All at JT's Hardware's Ladies Day, coming up this Saturday from 10 until 2 o'clock, 29 West Main Street in Poseyville.
Nick's Industrial is hiring. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, Nick's Industrial is a metal fabrication, coatings, and gear and machining company located in Poseyville, Indiana. Are you looking for a stable career where the employer truly cares? At Nick's Industrial, we are always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to apply today on our website, nicksindustrial.com.
And we are back. Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball. Chris Moreland bringing you live action tonight. Between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Wood Memorial Lady Trojans,
We're going to restart back up the third quarter. They're going to do it. They're doing a fundraiser tonight for a Will Memorial alumnus, and she's also a North Posey. She's a North Posey Dimes counselor. That's Michelle Parrish. She's battling cancer right now, and they raised some money. Raised money for her tonight, and I don't know exactly how much. I couldn't hear what they said, but her daughter and her husband are out here on the court right now, receiving a check for her. And both Katie Seaver and Lissa Heath, the two leaders for the captains for both teams, presented her with a check, presented her husband and her daughter with a check. So very awesome. Good standing ovation by the crowd. And we're going to start up the third quarter of this game. So, but Parrish, she was a, she attended Will Memorial High School when she was, that's where she went to high school at. And she also is a guidance counselor at North Posey. So she's got a little bit of ties with both schools. So that was a very generous donation by everyone here at the game tonight. So, all right, getting ready to start the third quarter. It's like Will Memorial's going to get the ball to start the quarter. If you're just joining us, we're getting ready to start third quarter. Lady Vikings lead by the score of 26-16 over Will Memorial. And we're back in play. Addie Phillips has got the ball for Will Memorial. She brings it across. She's getting across the 10-second line. The super dribble gives it to middle to Biggums. Biggums got it stolen by Heath. Heath gets the ball over to Lugs. Lugs throws a shot up. It's good. Two-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 28-16, biggest lead of the night for North Posey. 7:38 left here, third quarter. Gets the ball up the court to Seaver. Shooting over takes a shot. Rebounded by Seaver. No good. Rolls out of the rim. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath gets the ball up the court to Johnson. Johnson tried to throw a pass in the middle there to Weatherholt, which would have been an easy two-point basket, but it was deflected by Will Memorial. Seaver bring the ball to the court for Will Memorial. Still handling the ball. She bounced past it over to Collins. Collins still handling the ball for Will Memorial. Collins passes it out top of the key to Biggum. Biggum passes it over to Schoonover. Schoonover not yet taking a dribble yet. Looking for an open player or deciding what she's going to do. Gets it over to Phillips. Still takes a three-point shot. It is good. Addie Phillips, three-point basket. 28-19 is your score. 6:49 left here, third quarter. Mallory Lewis has got the ball. She hands it off to Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson bounce passes it to Heath. Heath drives in the lane there, throws one up on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets fouled going up. And it looks like she's going to get fouled by Bailey Schoonover. Schoonover is going to be her first personal foul. Weatherholt takes her first free throw shot. Goes up, rolls in, it's good. That's Weatherholt's third point of the game. Score now is 29-19. Is your 6:32 left here, third quarter. Weatherholt takes her second free throw shot. Goes up, off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Katie Seaver. Seaver bounce passes it over to Biggum. Biggum gets it to Collins. In the middle there to Seaver. Seaver takes off the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Katie Seaver. 29-21 is your score. Heath handling the ball. She gets over to baseline to Johnson. Johnson throws it up for a three-point basket. It's good. Ellie Jo Johnson, three-point basket. 32-21 is your score. 11-point lead by North Posey. 6 minutes left here in third quarter. That's their biggest lead of the game. I believe that foul is going to be on Ellie Jo Johnson. And that's on Johnson. That's her third personal foul. First team foul of the quarter. Phillips handling the ball. She passes it to Seaver. Seaver still handling the ball. She gets it over
That was the Collins. Collins missed the three-point basket, rebounded by Heath. Gets in the middle there. Weatherholt lays it on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 34-21 is your score. 5:30 left here, third quarter. We're posing kind of going back into a half court, kind of a half-court press. Kind of a full-court press, but... And Addie Phillips just drove right down the middle of the paint there and laid it in the glass. Two-point basket. 34-23 is your score. Ellie Jo Johnson's got the ball for Barposi. She passes it to Lewis. Lewis gets in the middle there. Give and go. Play it to, like, Weatherholt. That was a pretty nice shot there by Weatherholt. Two-point basket. 36-23 is your score. Norposi's got their biggest lead at 13 points. 4:53 left here. First quarter. Collins has got the ball for Wood Memorial. She passes it to Bigham. Over to Schoonover. Schoonover drives down the lane there, lays it on the glass there. It's good. Nice basket by Bailey Schoonover. 2 points. They're 36-25 is your score. 4:33 left here. Third quarter. Lewis gets the ball outside baseline there to Heath. He takes a dribble. She decides to kick it back out. The top of the key to Weatherholt. Weatherholt throws on the other side there to Johnson. Johnson takes a shot. Three-point shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Bailey Schoonover. Schoonover gets across the 10-second line. She gets over to Bigham. Bigham gets in the middle there to Seaver, but not a good pass. Alyssa Heath's able to recover it. Weatherholt was not able to get a hold of it. And it's going to be a jump ball, but it's going to be North Posey ball. So... got some substitutions coming in the game. We got like Karen Wilson, Jazz Ward. I think Kylie Bender's on the game. So that's substitutions coming in the game right now. But we're at a timeout right now. We're going to have full timeout. So we're going to step away as well. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245 Dock Free dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through and not liquid and perfect for consumer buyers. Please see this offer. See dealer for details.
And we are back. Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. We're supposed to get the ball here. 4 minutes exactly left here at third quarter. Lugs got the ball. She gets across the 10-second line. She passes it to Kylie Bender. Bender gets a pick by Ward. Bender lifts a dribble up a little too soon. Gets in the middle to Ward. Ward throws one up with the glass. It rolled. Oh, it rolled out. Wow, I thought it went in. And that's going to be off of leg of Macy Bigham, and it's going to be North Posey ball here. 3:43 left here, third quarter. Lady Vikings got an 11-point lead, 36-25. Bruce joining us. So far, a pretty good game here for North Posey. Lewis got to get the ball in soon. She got it into Heath. Heath's trying to drive in the lane there, and it went off the foot of Heath, and it's going to be a Wood Memorial ball. 3:39 left here, third quarter. We have another substitution here. Bailey Schoonover is coming in the game for Macy Bigham. So, we go one more. North Posey's in a full court press now. Bailey Schoonover bringing the ball to court. She lays it up on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath going down all the way down the court now, and she lost control of it. And Roden was able to recover it, but they threw the ball at the court, and Jazz Ward was able to get the ball back for North Posey. Heath takes a three-point shot off the front of the rim. No good. And it's goal. And that's going to be off of off of Wood Memorial. It's going to be North Posey ball. 3:16 left here, third quarter. Lady Vikings still have an 11-point lead, 36-25. Lewigs trying to get the ball in bounds. Gets it up court to Bent Bender. Bender takes a shot. It's up. It's good. 2-point basket there by Kylie Bender. That's her first points of the game. 38-25 is your score. 3:05 left here, third quarter. Collins drives in the lane there. She tries to go up with it, and she is fouled by Taryn Wilson. That will be Wilson's first personal foul, and that will be the second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going to the line for two free throw shots is Berkeley Collins. Collins missed her first free throw shot. Let me take it back. I'm sorry. I said Berkeley. Burley Collins. Collins missed her first free throw shot. Second one goes up. It's good. Score now is 38-26. North Posey got the ball. Wilson's got the ball. She gets the ball to Bender. Bender still dribbling the ball. Pass it out to Heath. Heath was going to take a shot, then pass it over to Lewis. Got in the middle there to Ward. Ward lost it, and Wilma Memorial's got the ball. Collins is handling it right now. And there was a little push off there on Taryn Wilson. She's going to get called for her second personal foul. We've got 2:32 left here, third quarter. North Posey leads by 12 points at 38-26. Memorial gets the ball in bounds. Addie Phillips got the ball. She's being guarded by Kylie Bender. Phillips gets around Bender, throws it out to Roden. Roden over to Schoonover. Schoonover gets the ball. She lays it off the glass, and it's good. She gets fouled. She's going to go to the line for a 3-point play. So Bailey Schoonover at the 2-point basket. The score now is 38-28. And that foul was on Taryn Wilson. That's her third foul. She got three quick fouls in a row there on her. Schoonover takes her free throw shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. So the score now is 38-28, North Posey. 2:10 left here, third quarter. Wilson got the ball for North Posey. She passes it over to Lewis. Lewis gets the ball to Ward outside the top of the key. Ward takes a few dribbles, hands it off to Bender. Bender drives in the lane there. Lost it, and she got called for traveling. Got some substitutions coming in the game. Addie Murphy, Izzy Hallam, and Ella Weatherholt are all coming in the game now for North Posey for Taryn Wilson, Jazz Ward, and Kylie Bender. Minute 51 left here, third quarter. North Posey has a 10-point lead at 38-28. North Posey gets the ball in bounds. And Izzy Hallam's going to get called for the foul. That will be her first personal foul. That'll be the team fifth foul. So, Wood Memorial's going to go to the line for two shots. So, this is the first time they're going to get the ball. They got a chance of getting the score under 10 points here for the first time in quite a while. So, going to the line is Collins. Collins makes her first free throw shot. The score now is 38-29. Collins takes her second free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. 38-30 now is your score. Will Memorial's got it down to 8 points now. A minute 45 left here in third quarter. North Posey was leading by as much as 13 points. Heath got the ball for North Posey. She gets it out to Murphy. And North Posey threw some bad passes and just got called for another foul. Wow. And that foul was on number two, Izzy Hallam. That's her second personal foul. Going to the line again is Burley Collins.
Collins takes her first free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. Collins is 3-for-4 tonight at the line. Score now is 38-31. Collins takes her second free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. Wilmorel is only down 6 points now. They were down as much as 13 a little bit ago. We got a timeout here. We got a full timeout, so we're going to step away for a moment as well. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245 dock fee. Dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GM. Residential restrictions may apply. Exclude previous offer. See dealer for details.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
We're back. Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. North Posey going to get the ball back here. Minute 31 left here, third quarter. Memorial's on a little bit of a run right now. I don't know what happened there, but North Posey's going to inbound the ball, and now they're going to inbound the ball again. So we're down to minute 31 left here on the clock. Lady Vikings have a 38-32 lead on Wood Memorial. North Posey led by as much as 13 points at one time. He just threw one up and missed the basket and was rebounded by Macy Bigham. Bigham bringing the ball to court for Wood Memorial. She gets the ball to Schoonover. Schoonover gets the ball to Bigham. Bigham still trying to go across the court, and Weatherholt was able to steal the ball, and we got a foul here. That was a number 23, Mallory Roden. That's her first personal foul, and it's the second team foul of the quarter for Wood Memorial. So North Posey bringing the ball to the court. Lewis gets the ball to Murphy. Trying to throw it to Weatherholt and got it deflected by Katie Seaver. Schoonover goes up with it. She tries to play it in, but rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath bringing the ball to the court for North Posey. Down to 45 seconds left here, third quarter. Lewigs handling the ball right now for North Posey. She decided to kick it back a little bit. Lewigs just gets around everybody. He tries to lay one up on the glass. And North Posey's able to recover it. And it's going to go out of bounds off of North Posey. So, Wood Memorial's going to get the ball back here with 25.2 seconds. I don't know what happened there on that play there, but it got broken up for some reason. So, Wood Memorial's got the ball here with 25 seconds left in the quarter. Collins got the ball for Wood Memorial. She gives it over to Schoonover. Schoonover gives it to Seaver, over to Collins. In the middle to Schoonover. Schoonover tries to go up with it, and she is fouled by Weatherholt. And that was, Weatherholt did not jump. She had her feet on the ground with her hands up. And I don't understand why she got called. Well, they called it on Addie Murphy. I thought it was on Weatherholt. It was on Murphy. That's Murphy's second personal foul. Schoonover's going to go to the line for two free throw shots. She goes up. It's good. Wood Memorial is staying alive by the free throw line. They're only down 5 points now at 38-33. 13.5 seconds left. Schoonover takes her second free throw shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Addie Murphy. That was close. Down to 7 seconds on the clock now. Get the ball to Weatherholt. Over to Murphy. Murphy takes a shot. No good. He gets fouled going up with it, and she's going to go line for two shots. So Alyssa Heath just got fouled as time expired. And the foul
And that foul's on Addie Phillips, and that's going to be her third personal foul. So Alyssa, he's going to go to the line for two free throw shots here with no time left in the third quarter. Heath can take her first free throw shot. Goes up. It's good. Heath now has her 13th point of the game, 39-33. Raposi was on a little bit of a scoring drought there for a while, and she nailed both of them. So good way to end the fourth quarter. They were up as much as 38-25, and Wood Memorial went on an 8-0 run. But Narposi closed out the quarter with a 40-33 lead to end the third quarter. We're going to step away for a moment for a break. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
J.T.'s Hardware on Main Street in Poseyville.
This Saturday is Ladies' Day at J.T.'s Hardware in Poseyville from 10 until 2 o'clock. There will be door prizes, games, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Also, local vendors with homemade goods for you to check out. All at JT's Hardware's Ladies' Day, coming up this Saturday from 10 until 2 o'clock, 29 West Main Street in Poseyville.
Nix Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring from metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nix Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nix Industrial at nixindustrial.com.
And we are back. Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. We're going to start the fourth quarter. Wood Memorial's going to get the ball to start the quarter. They get an inbounds to Addie Phillips. Phillips bringing the ball across the 10-second line. She's being guarded by Ella Weatherholt. 40-33, Narposi leads. 7:51 left here in the game. Collins got the ball outside the three-point line. She gets in the middle there to Katie Siever. Siever throws it on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Katie Siever. That's her 10th point of the game. 40-35 is your score. Narposi has a five-point lead. They led by as much as 13 in this game. Wood Memorial went on an 8-0 run there at the end of the third quarter to cut the lead. Lewitt handling the ball. Narposi gets it over to Heath. Heath gets the ball to Lewitt. Lewitt gets the ball to Johnson. Johnson takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Phillips. Phillips gets the ball up to Siever, and Lily Joe Johnson knocks it out of the way. So it's still going to be a Wood Memorial ball, but good defensive move there by Johnson. Down to 7:05 left there in the game, fourth quarter. 40-35, Narposi leads. Wood Memorial's going to inbound the ball. Looks like Bigham going to inbound the ball for Wood Memorial. And looks like there was what's. Oh, okay. I guess everything's fine then. So, all right. We're going back in play now here. 7:05 left on the clock. Bigham inbound the ball for Wood Memorial. She gets the ball inbounds to Siever. Siever gets the ball to Bigham. Bigham throws on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt got fouled. I think it's on Macy Bigham, I believe. And it was. Mason Bigham, that's her fourth personal foul. And that will be the first team foul of the quarter for Wood Memorial. So Norpo's going to inbound the ball. Murphy inbound the ball to Johnson. Johnson gets it across the 10-second line. Johnson gets the ball to Heath. Heath gives it over to Lewis. Lewis takes the dribble. Hands it up. Passes it over to Johnson. Johnson gives it to Heath. Heath was going to take a three-point basket and decided not to. Gives the ball to Murphy. Gives the ball to Heath. Heath does a shot on the baseline there. No good. Rebounded by Schoonover. Schoonover gets the ball up the court to Siever. Siever gets the ball over to Schoonover. On the glass, it's good. Two-point basket by Bailey Schoonover. 40-37 is your score. Closing only up by 3 points now. Memorial's got back in the game. Weatherholt laid it on the glass. It's good. Hello, Weatherholt. Two-point basket. 42-37 now your score. Gets in the middle there, deceiver, and it's going to be off of Norpo's. I mean, it's off of Norpo's. Going to be Will Memorial ball. So, Will Memorial's going to get the ball here with 5:46 left here, fourth quarter. Norpo's leads by the score of 42-37. Very close game right now. Norpo's led by as much as 13. Will Memorial's fought back and got it back in the game. Phillips takes a 3-point shot. And it's going to be off of Wood Memorial. Going to be North Posey ball. 5:37 left here in the game. Now, North Posey going to go the full length of the court. Murphy gets a pass the ball inbounds to Johnson. Johnson gets across the 10-second line for the Lady Vikings. Johnson gives it to Heath. He takes a 3-point shot. That was no good. It was an air ball. And it's going to be Wood Memorial ball here with 5:23 left here in the game. So Will Memorial's going to inbound the ball. Roden's inbound the ball for Will Memorial. They're trying to find an open player. Schoonovers lift up her dribble a little too soon, and Will Memorial was able to get across the 10-second line. Collins was trapped there, and Will Memorial decided to call a timeout. And that's just going to be a 30-second timeout. So pretty good game here so far. I thought North Posey was going to pull away there in the third quarter when they were up by as much as 38-25. But Wood Memorial fought back, went on an 8-0 run at the end of the third quarter. Got it down to 40-35. And North Posey ended that quarter then. So pretty good game here. And Wood Memorial called a 30-second timeout, just kind of regroup. Because North Posey had Collins trapped in the corner there by two defenders, and they probably would have committed a turnover there. So probably good call there by Will Memorial. Inbound the ball is Phillips for Will Memorial. Phillips gets the ball inbounds to Roden. Roden gets the ball and she throws it away. Addie Murphy is able to recover it. Murphy's bringing the ball to court. She gets the ball in the middle to Heath. He throws it up to the glass, rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball to Johnson. Over in the corner there to Heath. And Heath just got called for traveling. Not a good turnover there for North Posey. So 4:56 left here in the game. Lady Vikings still lead by 5 at 42-37. Receiver being trapped in the corner there. Will Morrell's kind of got the numbers. And Ellie Weatherholt was able to recover, get the ball away from Raposi. Johnson takes a 3-point shot, rebound, airballs it, and she was fouled. So Heath got the rebound from Johnson and was pushed, and and that foul was on Burley Collins. That's her second personal foul. And that's the second team foul of the quarter for Will Memorial. So inbound the ball will be Lewis underneath the basket. Gets the ball inbounds to Johnson. Johnson takes a 3-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Will Memorial. Seaver got the ball for Will Memorial. Gets the ball to Phillips. Phillips gives it over in the corner there to Bigham. To Collins. Collins gives the ball to Schoonover in the middle to Seaver. Seaver plays one on the glass. It's good. 2-point basket by Katie Seaver. 42-39 is your score. Only a 3-point game now. 4:12 left here in the clock. North Posey kind of went cold lately. They've not had many field goals. They've had one field goal here in the quarter. Johnson's got the ball for North Posey. Johnson drives in the lane there, lays one on the glass. It's good. Ellie Joe Johnson, 2-point basket. North Posey definitely needed that. 44-39 is your score. Much needed points there for North Posey. And Addie Murphy just stole the ball from Schoonover. Murphy gets the ball to Johnson. Johnson gives the ball to Murphy. Murphy takes a 3-point shot. in, airballs it, and it goes out of bounds with Memorial ball. 3:29 left here in the game. North Posey has a 44-39 lead on Wood Memorial. Bigham trying to inbound the ball. She gets it inbounds to Addie Phillips. Phillips brings the ball to court. She passes it over to Bigham. Gets it to Collins. Seaver lays it on the glass, and it's good. Kay Seaver's got that shot down. 44-41 is your score. Three-point game now. 3:12 left in this matchup. Johnson's got the ball for North Posey. Gets the ball to Heath. Heath gets the ball in the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt throws it out on the baseline there to Lewis. Lewis throws in the middle. Johnson tried to pass in the middle there to Murphy, and Murphy just got fouled. And that foul was on number 13, Burley Thomas, and that is her third personal foul and 13th foul of the quarter. So North Posey's going to inbound the ball underneath her basket. Get the ball inbounds to Johnson. Heath still handling the ball for North Posey. She gets it over to Johnson. Johnson takes a dribble. Still handling the ball. Johnson is. She gets around two defenders. Bounce passes in the middle there to Heath. Heath is double team there with the ball. Heath was able to recover it, and she just got fouled. That should be a shooting foul. That one should be. That foul was on Kay Seaver. That was her first. That's her first personal foul. And North Posey's going. It's a 14 foul. So one more foul, and then after that, then North Posey will go to the line. So North Posey inbound it. Murphy's right outside the top of the key there. She's handling the ball for North Posey. Johnson's able to recover it and gives it out to Heath. He takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebound it by Bigham. Bigham gets the ball up to Seaver. Seaver lays it on the glass, and it's good. 44-43 is your score. One-point game now. 2 minutes and 5 seconds left on the clock. Johnson gets the ball, and North Posey just turned it over again. Seaver is able to get the ball back for Wood Memorial. Wood Memorial could take the lead here on this possession. Seaver, handle the ball, gives over to Bigham. Bigham gives it to Chinover. Chinover gets it back out to Bigham. Bigham gives it over to Collins. Collins gives it to Seaver. Seaver tries to drive in the lane there. Tries to go up with it. Off the rim, no good. Rebound it by Alyssa Heath. Down to 1:30 left here on the clock. 1.5 minutes. And we got a timeout. North Posey kind of call a timeout here. Probably need it. And we got a full timeout. So we're going to take a break as well. You're listening to Lady Viking Basketball on WPIW 98.9 FM. Minute 23 left here. North Posey got a 44-43 lead.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245.3 dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GM. Residential restrictions may apply. Exclude previous offer. See dealer for details.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
And we're back. Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. It's going to be North Posey ball here. Minute 23 left here in the game. North Posey has a one-point lead at 44-43. Keith bounce passes it to Johnson. Johnson drives the lane there, and she got fouled going up by Collins, it looks like. That'll be Collins' fourth personal foul. Yeah.
That'd be Burley Collins' fourth personal foul. And going the line for two free throw shots will be Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson takes her first free throw shot. It goes up. It's out. No good. Johnson misses her first free throw shot. Well, Posey's kind of went cold here about midway through the third quarter on right now. Johnson takes her second free throw shot, and it goes up. It's good. She goes one for two there at the line. 45-43 is your score. Phillips gets the ball to, and Will Memorial just threw the ball away. Heath gets the ball to Johnson. Johnson drives in the lane there, gives it in to Weatherholt. Weatherholt banks it off the glass. It's good. Two-point basket. Ella Weatherholt, 47-43 is your score. Lady Vikings got a four-point lead now, 50 seconds left in the game. Seaver got the ball. She gets it inbounds to Phillips. Phillips gives it over to Bigham. Bigham, then Seaver banks one off the glass and good. 47-45 is your score. 41 seconds exactly left on the clock. And we got a full timeout here, so we're going to step away for one moment. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
We're back. Thanks for joining us at WPIW. We're posing inbound the ball here. They get the ball in bounds. Ellie Jo Johnson down to 39 seconds left on the clock. Lady Vikings got a two-point lead here at 47-45. Gets the ball in to Weatherholt's got the ball. She gets it over to Johnson. Will Morrell's going to have to foul sometime soon. Murphy gets the ball to the center there to Darheath, and Heath just got fouled, looks like, by Addie Phillips. That's Phillips' fourth personal foul. And Norpozy's going to go to the line. Heath's going to go to the line for two free throw shots. Norpozy has a two-point lead here, 47-45. He takes her first free throw shot. It goes up. And no good. Oh, it rolls out. Not good for Norpozy. 26.3 seconds left on the clock. He takes her second free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. So she goes one for two there at the line. The score now is 48-45. Will Memorial is bringing the ball to court. They get the ball to court. Collins gets it up. She tries to lay it on the glass. No good. Rebound it. And we got a jump ball. And the jump ball is going to go to Norpozy. Murphy rebounded the ball, but and then she got hung up in a jump ball. So Norpozy's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. 17.3 seconds left on the clock. Lady Vikings got a three-point lead, 48-45. And Heath just got fouled automatically. The clock now has that she was fouled by Addie Phillips. That's Phillips' fifth personal foul, and she just fouled out of the game for Will Memorial. Exactly 16 seconds left on the clock. Lady Vikings have a 48-45 lead. Alyssa Heath's going to go to the line for two free throws. And she hits one of them at least. That's a two-possession game now. So Heath just made her first free throw shot there. 49-45 is your score. 16 seconds left in the game. Heath takes her second free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. So Heath goes two for two there. Line 50-45 is your score. Norpozy's got a five-point lead. Collins throws one up off the glass. No good. Schoonover banks it on the glass. It's good. And she gets a two-point basket. Score now is 50-47. Will Memorial calls a timeout. Looks like it's going to be a 30-second timeout, I believe. And
we will have a, we'll just stay here. So, but score is 50-47. Norposi leads 8.2 seconds left. Lady Vikings will get the ball when we come back in the play. They will have to go the full court of the distance, and most likely we'll probably expect Will Memorial to foul right away. So, and if Norposi makes at least one free throw shot, they will make it a two-possession game. So we only got 8 seconds left in this matchup. Looks like Murphy's going to inbound the ball for Norposi. Addie Murphy. Will Memorial's in a full court press. They get the ball inbounds to Heath. And Alyssa Heath just got fouled by Miley Roden. That's Roden's second personal foul. And Alyssa Heath's going to go to the line for two free throw shots. The clock now is 5.4 seconds left. Lady Vikings have a 3-point lead at 50-47. Heath takes her first free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. Alyssa Heath gets her. That's another basket for her. 51-47 now is your score. She takes her second free throw shot. It's also good. So 52-47 is your score. Will Memorial's coming down the court. Down 2 seconds now. Collins takes a 3-point shot. No good. And that is your game. Final score. Norposi wins 52-47. We're going to step away from one for a few commercial breaks. When we come back, we'll bring you the scoring totals from tonight's game and close out the evening.
Attention Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245.3 dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GMF. Residential restrictions may apply. Exclude previous offer. See dealer for details.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
And we are back. Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. Final score, Norposi wins. Gets their first win of the season by the score of 52-47. Norposi led by as much as 38-25 in this matchup. Will Memorial made a good fight and finished out and gave Norposi some headaches, but Norposi was able to escape Oakland City here with a 52-47 win over the Lady Trojans to get their first win of the season. They improved to 1-1 on the year, while Will Memorial falls to 2-2 on the season. So that's the season records for both schools. scoring totals for tonight, individual scoring totals. We'll go back to that. We'll go get that in a second. But breakdown by the quarters. North Posey won the first quarter 15-7. Then also the Lady Vikings won the second quarter by the score 11-9 to take a 26-16 lead at the half. Will Memorial outscored North Posey 17-14 in the third quarter, but Lady Vikings still led 40-33. Will Memorial outscored North Posey 14-12 in the fourth quarter, but North Posey got away and escaped with a 5-point lead at 52-47. So Will Memorial closed out that third quarter. North Posey went out to a 38-25 lead. Will Memorial went on an 8-0 run to the end of the third quarter, and North Posey to get back in this game. Will Memorial was down. They caught up to North Posey, and were only down by 1 point at 44-43, but never led in this game once. North Posey led the game the whole entire time. But it was a good effort there by Lady Vikings. Congratulations to Coach Kolb for his first win as the head coach for the Lady Vikings, and congratulations to the Lady Vikings on the court tonight as well. Scoring totals tonight, leading away for Will Memorial was Katie Seaver. She had 18 points in the game. She had 12 or 18 points in the second half. Then we got Bailey Schoonover. She had 16 points in the game. Addie Phillips had 7. Burley Collins had 4. And Molly Roden had 1. That was the scoring tonight for Will Memorial. For North Posey, they were led by Alyssa Heath. She had a game high 19 points. She had 12 points in the first half. And she had 7 free throws. She went 7-for-8 at the free throw line in the second half to help the Lady Vikings pull out the win. Ella Weatherholt ended up with 11 points in the game. That's two games in a row she's had 11 points on the season, so she averaged 11 points in the season right now. Then we got Ellie Jo Johnson. She scored 10 points in the game. Mallory Lewis had 7 points. Addie Murphy had 3. And Kylie Bender with 2. And that's the scoring totals tonight for the Lady Vikings. And that's pretty much a wrap-up, really. So Lady Vikings win 52-47, improved to 1-1 on the season. Will Memorial falls to 2-2 on the year, and that's the end of it. But we'll be back on the air again this Friday night when we will be at Mount Vernon High School when the Lady Vikings take on the Lady Wildcats, and that game will start around 7:30. So until then, have a great evening, have a great weekend, and we'll see you back again this Friday night.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.